In this meditation, we'll work on accepting the whole self and working with the shadow. The shadow part of the self is the part that you find it hard to accept. The parts of yourself that you don't like. The parts that you wish were better. Many times the reasons that the shadow self does what it does is because there are old injuries, old wounds that were never healed or dealt with. The shadow part of the self, however, is still part of you. It is part of your personality that you are wearing in this lifetime. And it comes not only from the injuries and the wounds that you have experienced along the way in life, but also from the fact that you are consciousness, playing with the idea of duality. So let us work with the shadow. Find where it is that you can find a balance between the shadow self and the other parts of you that you do like, that you do accept easily. First, just explore what it is to be in a state of acceptance. What does acceptance feel like? What would it look like, or taste like, or smell like? What is it to be in a state of acceptance? The whole self, all of the self, the good and the bad, the beautiful and the ugly, not just the parts of yourself that you like. What is it to accept all of you? Look at this from the perspective of the eternal self that understands the shadow, that has no issue with the shadow, and doesn't berate the self for having a shadow within. Just like the light, the darkness and the shadows are also products of consciousness, and all are welcome in the mind of God, the eternal self. Look at the imperfections of the human self from this place where you don't resent that you have imperfections, where imperfections are part of the dream And if they weren't there, something would be missing. Accept the self. Accept the personality as it is. Even if you are still working on evolving it or making the shadow parts behave better, it is all right that it is there. If it helps, just sigh a sigh of relief, knowing that now the struggle against the personality parts that aren't perfect, the shadow self, the war within, that now the struggle is over. Because now there is no need to resist the shadow in yourself. To pretend it isn't there, to deny it, or to even suppress it. A shadow self is a natural part of the human experience. Let your body relax and your mind relax and your emotions, just let them relax now. You have spent great effort trying to keep the shadow at bay, trying to keep it from your attention, trying to keep it under control. But now you don't have to work so hard anymore. You can relax. Bring the shadow into your mind, into your focus and awareness, observing it with love and acceptance. No longer to be something you try to run away from in yourself. You are now meeting the shadow, meeting that which you have not accepted, that which you have been trying to escape and run from. Let it be okay that it is there. And not having bad feelings about yourself because you have parts of the personality that are damaged, flawed, imperfect, and shadow-like. Acceptance is only the first step. Meeting the shadow, this is what must happen before any work can be done with the shadow.